And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, and we'll get back to our interview with Daryl Noke in just a couple of minutes. But right now, we're going to make room for our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. Beth, we just had a full moon this past week, the 3rd of July. And again, I cannot believe how fast time is flying as we quickly hurtle ourselves towards the end of this year. And I have to be honest with you, I will be glad when this year is over just because of the whole Mayan thing in 2012. And on the other side of it, I'm not going to sit there and say, I told you so, but I did. So let's get back to July. Here we are.
Yeah.
Almost halfway through the month. The 7th is where we are today. And we're talking still about Cancer, or have we moved into the next sign?
No, we're still talking about the sign of Cancer. And, you know, with this full moon that we've just recently had, what I'm noticing in people in the course of working with them right now is, you know, the sign of Cancer rules your emotional intelligence, your ability to accurately identify your own feelings and then respond to them appropriately. And so there's kind of a lot of that going on. The full moon always makes us a little more emotional. But with, let me say this differently.
Sure.
The interesting thing for me as an astrologer about the full moons is the full moon is always in the sign that is opposite in the sky from where the sun is. So the sun's been in Cancer, and the full moon was in Capricorn. And there's ways in which those opposing signs overlap and serve to more fully emphasize the same things.
Right.
And then there's ways in which they force us to kind of integrate the opposing qualities or characteristics.
Now, in this segment, we've talked a lot. We're kind of going through the various signs of the zodiac. Here we are,
yes,
in Cancer. And I've noticed that you've made reference to where Cancer is in relation to the signs on either side of it, as well as opposite. So it sounds to me like, in addition to the planetary aspects, when we look at the signs of the zodiac, say, on a wheel.
Right.
And they're obviously spaced out proportionally. Then we have more influences from the adjacent and opposite signs than, say, some of the others, unless, of course, certain planets which influence other signs may play a role?
Yes. It is a lot like a big algebra equation,
okay,
a big math equation.
Yeah.
Or sometimes to me it feels it's a lot like doing your taxes, where you add a bunch of things together and subtract it from line 7B and then,
right,
take it over to page 16 and add it to line 42. You know, it's a lot of math. It's just a lot of math.
Yeah.
And to me that's what makes it so fun. If you're just looking at one little teeny piece of it, you only get a small amount of helpful information. If,
right,
if you expand it out, use a wider angle lens, factor in more of the players, then you get a much more accurate picture.
And I know you're still learning. I mean, there's so
always
much to learn, but
always,
was there a point at which you felt, I mean, in let's say a time frame, was there a point from when you started that you said, I feel confident enough that now I can go out and I can help people, I can give readings and so forth?
Yes, and that's actually an awesome question for somebody like me. I was a straight psychic. I just did intuitive readings for years. And then a friend turned me on to these astrology classes, and I went weekly for 2.5-3 years before I felt comfortable integrating just little bits of it into my work with clients. And it was probably 5 or 6 before I really felt like I had a real sophisticated level of mastery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And we encourage people certainly to go to your website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Not only can they find out more about you, but also about the work that you do and what you offer. And they can also call you at 963-0842 to get further information. All right, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. Be sure to call her at 963-0842. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. More Tell Me Your Story coming up.